Nowruz Special. In this program, we shall take a look at the rituals, customs, and traditions of the Iranian New Year, Nowruz, and the festivities associated with Nowruz. We hereby congratulate all those who celebrate Nowruz. On the Iranian calendar, the new year is 1402, and we wish you a very happy and wonderful Iranian New Year, Nowruz. Please stay with us. With the passage of time, many traditions and customs change gradually, but the traditions and customs of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, have withstood the test of time. These traditions have remained essentially the same for millennia. Nowruz, Iran's New Year celebrations, is a major festivity and an important part of the rich, flourishing culture of the Iranian people. Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring to the inhabitants of this ancient land, the land of Iran. Indeed, Nowruz has done this for centuries and millennia. Nowruz represents renewal of close ties between man and nature. The age-old traditions of Nowruz are celebrated today with all the enthusiasm and gusto of yesteryears. But the passage of centuries has shown the feelings and thoughts of the Iranian nation is inextricably linked to the traditions of Nowruz, a link which cannot be broken. The traditions of Nowruz are many and include cleaning one's house, or khane tekani in Persian, laying the table of half sin, or the seven S's, celebrating the last Wednesday of the year, known as Charshanbe Suri, and commemorating those who have passed away by visiting their graveside in cemeteries on the last Thursday of the year. One of the most beautiful traditions of Nowruz is to clean one's house, known as khane tekani in Persian. Cleaning and dusting one's house is a ritual associated with Nowruz, which takes place in the final month of the year, as the old year draws to a close and the new year is just about to begin. It is a way of welcoming the arrival of spring, or a way of welcoming the new year. As part of this age-old tradition, all members of the family, young and old, take part in cleaning and dusting off every part and every item in the household. As part of the house cleaning exercise, or khane tekani in Persian, all the clothes and household items and appliances which are no longer in use or have become old and worn out are discarded and thrown away. If a part of the house needs refurbishment or repairs, this is an excellent time to carry it out. All the carpets and curtains in the household are washed and cleaned traditionally. One can say that cleanliness brings back freshness and joie de vivre into our lives. This is the rationale for Nowruz house cleaning. The essential point is that it is a family affair. All members of the household, young and old, contribute to the cleaning and dusting off exercise. It is truly a collective effort. This means that members of the family, and some might say all members of the extended family, gather in one place to celebrate the new year, Nowruz, and to take part in the annual house cleaning exercise. Another very old and well-established tradition in Iran for ushering in the new year is to lay the spread of haft sin, or alternatively to lay the table of haft sin in one's home. With only days or just hours to go to the start of the new year, Iranians lay a special table or a special spread, known as the haft sin table or the haft sin spread. As the clock ticks away and the new year approaches, all family members gather round the Hafsin spread or the Hafsin table and pray for a new year full of happiness, prosperity, good health and blessings. Some families keep the Hafsin spread or table throughout the 13 days of the Nowruz festivity. And on the last day of Nowruz, the 13th day of the new year, the 13th day of Farvardin, they throw the green grass or the green vegetation into a running stream of water. This highly symbolic act represents the flow of life or the passage of life. The Hafsin spread or the Hafsin table is made up of senjed or oleaster or Russian olive. Senjed or Russian olive symbolizes life and living. A piece of green grass or green vegetation symbolizes the link between humans and nature. Also, greenery is a symbol of freshness, joy, and the green shoots of life. Samanu is a type of sweet made from young shoots of wheat plus flour. Samanu symbolizes goodness and blessings. Coins, or seke, symbolize the symbol of blessings, prosperity, and wealth. Apple, or sib, symbol of kindness, love, affection. Apple symbolizes being kind or being affectionate. Somar or sumac symbolizes the taste of life. Garlic or sir, the guardian of the Hafsin table. It guards against everything which is unclean and keeps away uncleanliness. The traditional Hafsin spread has other components too, depending on the region of Iran. Often seen on the Hafsin table, we can mention the Holy Quran, a mirror, candles, bread, a crystal bowl full of water, and hyacinths. Whenever we spread the Hafsin table, it means we're preparing to bid farewell to the year, which is just about to end, and usher in the new year. In certain regions of Iran, in the last days of the year, and before the arrival of the new year, bands of street musicians and performers herald the arrival of the spring and the passage of winter. These bands of Nowruzi musicians and street theater performers can be seen in many towns and cities throughout the length and breadth of the Islamic Republic of Iran. They encourage the public to celebrate the new year, welcome the arrival of the new season, spring, and passing away of the old season, winter. These bands of street performers are known by various names such as Mir Nowruzi or King of Nowruz. Celebrating the last Wednesday of the year, known as Charshanbe Suri, is another very important Nowruz tradition. This happens before the arrival of the new year. One of the most important traditions of Charshanbe Suri is to make a small fire and then jump over it, singing a special song to bring you health and prosperity. Another well-established Nowruz tradition is to commemorate those who have passed away by visiting their graveside in cemeteries on the last Thursday of the year. Iranians take various food items such as bread, dates and halva. Halva is a type of Middle Eastern sweet, with them to the cemetery and distribute food to whoever happens to be there. They also light a candle at the graveside of those who have recently passed away. It is also a tradition to eat fish and rice, or various types of Iranian culinary delights such as tahchin, kufte, kuku, on the night of the new year. Another important tradition of Nowruz is to visit members of your extended family and relatives. According to tradition, on New Year's Day, the first day of Farvardin, it is customary to visit grandparents, parents, great uncles and great aunts, and other senior members of the family. In fact, the whole extended family often gathers at the home of a senior member of the family for example, their grandparents. Visiting relatives, friends and acquaintances during Nowruz starts in the first few days of the new year, which are all public holidays in the Islamic Republic of Iran. From 1st until 5th of Farvardin, the first 5 days of the new year is a public holiday in Iran. These visits can go on until the end of Nowruz, that is the 13th day of the month of Farvardin. In the not-so-distant past, visiting relatives and friends did not require prior liaison or prior appointment. You simply turned up at the house of your usually elder relative and the door was wide open and you simply went in for a Nowruz visit. There was no need to make prior arrangements. But today, with the expansion of cities, emergence of megacities with family members being scattered over a wide geographic area, and restrictions due to employment and the fact that many families live in apartments rather than homes, it has become necessary to contact your host beforehand and to make your prior arrangements by phone before you actually visit your relative or friend. Thus today, unannounced and unarranged Nowruz visits are rare, and in general, there are more restrictions on Nowruz visits. Another Nowruz tradition is to go on a trip or a vacation during the Nowruz holidays. Travelling during the Nowruz holiday is very common in the Islamic Republic of Iran because most offices and businesses are shut for 2 weeks, providing an ideal opportunity for families to go on a family trip or a vacation. Roads and highways are particularly busy during the Nowruz holiday, with major cities such as Isfahan, Shiraz, Mashhad, Tabriz, Hamadan, Yazd, Bandar Abbas, etc. being a favourite destination for Nowruz holidaymakers. The northern Iranian provinces of Gilan, Mazandaran and Golestan are also very popular destinations for Nowruz travellers and they're always very busy. Many Iranian families visit their relatives and friends in distant towns and cities during the two-week Nowruz break, and they get back home from the trip after 2nd of April or 13th of Farvardin, or even later. Another well-established tradition is to visit the home of a relative who has suffered bereavement, someone who has lost a loved one recently. Visiting them has priority over visiting other relatives, family and friends. Another well-established Nowruz tradition is to give money or gifts to members of your family, relatives and even friends, especially those who are younger than you, and in particular, children. In centuries gone by, Iranians used to give each other sugar and wish each other a sweet new year. Sugar symbolizes sweetness of life, of course, however this tradition has now died out and is today only of historic interest. Giving cash and gifts, however, is still very much part of the Nowruz tradition. In years gone by, the elders of the family used to give gifts to younger members of the family, particularly to children. These gifts were usually items from the hafsin table, such as apple, samanu, or a painted egg. But with the passage of time, money became the dominant gift during Nowruz. Most people prefer to give money as a gift for Nowruz. Traditionally, the elders of the family usually place crisp, brand new banknotes between the pages of the Holy Quran as a form of blessing and distribute these among younger folks and children in the family. Iranians, of course, don't just give money and gifts to their family members. It is also quite common in Iran to give money or gifts for Nowruz to your house servants, to anyone who is less well off than you or comes from a poor background. This is indeed a charitable act and an act of benevolence, and a very important part of the Nowruz tradition.